Put up your dukes. All right. I just read the graffiti on the wall as I walked in here. Hey, I'll just take this wall down over here. There we go. We're set to go with another outrageous Gary Owens Music Guy show. And what better way to start things than with Bob Crewe and the Crewe Generation and the song from Moulin Rouge. Crewe and the Crewe Generation. Bob Crewe's chauffeur was here a few moments ago. A Crewe driver. Oh, Gary. And When the Wind Was Green is upcoming in a moment. Kathy Keegan, a very talented young singer. Say, do you know when the first presidential nominating meeting was held? It was held back in September of 1812. All the congressmen of the Democratic Republican Party met in New York to pick a president and vice president. James Madison was selected to run for a second term as president. And Elbridge Gerry was named for the vice presidency. In the election that followed, both men defeated the Federalist candidates for office. This meeting in New York, which has been called the first presidential convention in America, added another page to your political history. We're trying to round up Navy Archard, our music guy, Hollywood gossip reporter, who is hiding around here someplace. We'll find him before the next couple of minutes. In the meantime, as promised, here's lovely Kathy and this old-timer.
When the wind was green at the start of spring, when the wind was green like a living thing, it was on my lips and its kiss was there. You were there. When the wind was red like a summer wine,
Keegan, and When the Wind Was Green, remember then? Guy Marks has certainly made a big thing out of old-time radio, back in the old days when you put your hand over your ear, and somebody'd come up and put their hand over your mouth when you were talking on a microphone. And back to the Krellman Hotel in lovely Dubuque, Iowa. Remember this? Guy Marks, one of the Guy brothers for so many years, and loving you has made me bananas. Back in those old days of radio. Well, we're very fortunate to have with us today in the Gary Owens Building, America's oldest radio pronouncer, Mr. Arnold Krellman. Arnold, welcome to the show.
Well, good afternoon, Harry. You know, it's such a pleasure to be back in the studio again. And
well,
with the mics and the turntables.
A bit of nostalgia, isn't it?
Oh, you know, I don't mean to brag, but I was the first radio announcer in the world.
Really? Is that right?
I worked for Station K many years ago.
Uh-huh.
Then went over to Station W.
You changed stations,
so
right?
So long I worked.
Well, you were you got your start back in the days of silent radio.
You know, I did my first radio program from an old garage.
Is that right?
It was just 2 years ago. It was very small.
Is that right? It must have been. Now, I know you're being jovial here.
Yes, I am, but I'm also...
How old are you, if we don't really want to know your exact age?
All right, I'm 12.
Well, it's not
my exact age.
You certainly do look it, though.
Thank you.
Amazing thing. Do you have any particular anecdotes?
Well, the funniest thing ever... You know, when you're in radio, a lot of funny things can happen to you, and this was, I think, the funniest thing that ever happened to me. I was doing this show in the Midwest,
mm-hmm.
and there was a girl I was kind of sweet on, and she used to come down and watch me do my show. Well, one night... I know the ending, of course.
Sure. Yeah.
One night, when we got finished with the show, we went out to a movie, and we were about to enter the lobby, you know, and in those days, many people, if you were on radio, you were quite a celebrity.
Well, that's true.
Well, we were in the lobby, and someone came up to me and said, "You're Arnold Krellman, aren't you?"
Yeah.
And my girlfriend was so proud, she turned to me and she said, "They always do recognize you, don't they, Arnold?"
Yes. Well, certainly a wonderful, heartwarming anecdote,
just
Arnold.
Me,
we'd like to thank you so much for appearing on the show today and sharing one of those wonderful old times.
And then that night after the movie, something happened I'll never forget.
Yes, one of the early days of radio. Arnold, thanks so much for appearing
today.
Bye-bye. So long.